The Senate's expected to vote later today on extending unemployment benefits. And you would be down there, Todd, if you weren't up here at the Takeaway
filling in
for John Hockenberry.
Yep.
You'd also be welcoming the new Democratic senator from West Virginia, at least the new temporary Democratic senator.
It's Cart.
Right, and he's replacing the recently departed Robert Byrd. But remind us why it's important that we're getting a new senator today.
Well, he's going to be the 60th vote for unemployment insurance. Democrats have been trying to pass an extension. Republicans want it paid for. That's been the debate. It seems like they've got the votes now to get it done.
Gold star for you today, Todd Zwillick. That's exactly correct. Well, here's President Obama speaking from the Rose Garden yesterday, asking the Senate to extend those jobless benefits you mentioned.
These are honest, decent, hardworking folks who've fallen on hard times through no fault of their own and who have nowhere else to turn except unemployment benefits and who need emergency relief to help them weather this economic storm.
We're joined now by Ross Eisenbray. He's the vice president of the Economic Policy Institute, an expert in job training, labor, and unemployment and employment law. Also, Sandy Cole joins us again from Michigan. She's got a semester left to go in her training program to become a dental assistant. Just found a new job in her field after a year of being unemployed. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning,
Ross, let me ask you first. The federal government has allotted more than $4 billion to these job retraining programs. I haven't been able to find a whole lot of research that's recent, as in within the past year or two, but earlier reports from the Labor Department said that job retraining programs weren't all that effective. Has that changed during this recession?
Well, it might have changed in the sense that the department now reports that 85% of people who graduated from its training programs found jobs.
Wow, that is an amazing statistic.
It is, and it's so amazing that I'm a little skeptical about it. But
right, they weren't all census workers, were they? They didn't transition out of job training into a census job.
No, but the important thing is that they might not all have gotten jobs in what they were trained for. That's always been a problem with the job training system, that people will train for a particular occupation or for a particular skill, and then they don't find a job in what they've been trained for.
Sandy Cole, let me ask you, did you take advantage of these federal dollars to retrain for as a dental assistant?
Yes, I did.
How difficult was it? I mean, to go back to school, you're in your mid-50s. How hard was it to fit this into your life and to afford it?
It was terrible. Getting back to studying every day, you know, for 4 or 5 hours after I come home from school was really tough. Financially, thank God I have a husband that was able to support us, but the No Worker Left Behind paid all of my schooling, so I didn't have to come up with money for my education.
Well, Ross, it's these kind of anecdotal stories that have people feeling that maybe retraining is helping. But one of the distinctions I think is important here is that earlier studies were people retraining to get a better job, and the reports showed that they often weren't earning any more than they were before they did the retraining. Maybe it's different when the focus or the goal is to get a job.
Well, I think what Sandy did is unusual, but it's the best thing that you can do in a job training situation is to learn a skill and get a certification for it. She is now a dental assistant. If you're lucky enough to get trained to be a nurse, then you have a job and a career that will last. And you know, you can take it anywhere in the country. It really doesn't matter if where you live is a depressed area. But I think job training can be helpful. The problem is, the biggest problem is that they only trained 200-some thousand people last year, and there are 15 million people unemployed at any given time. Over the course of a year, we have 30 million people who experience a spell of unemployment. So the job training programs we have are just a tiny drop in an ocean of trouble.
And that doesn't include the people who are perhaps part-time or underemployed who'd love
to
get...
There are 8 million people who want full-time work but can't find it.
Sandy, as you were getting close to finishing this training program, did you get help in finding a job? Was that also part of the program?
Actually, three of my instructors work in a dental office. One of them is the owner dentist, and they approached me about coming to work for them. And I was very fortunate.
yeah, absolutely. But Ross, this is one of the things that many people often say, that job retraining, when it involves contact with actual professionals, maybe those are some of the most valuable things, are these new contacts that people make.
The people who actually are working with a business, I know of a program in New York where all of the people who are trained, it's run by the Teamsters Union, and they're working with their employers. And so when the people train and get a commercial driver's license, they get snapped up right away. But that's rare. Most of the programs don't have that very tight connection with an employer.
Sandy, how did you choose dental assistantship? Did you discover that there were a lot of openings there?
Well, in my former job, we did a lot of research on upcoming job openings, so I used that knowledge to know what was available. And then I looked at programs that I could finish within 2 years.
And this was it.
This was one of the best ones, yeah. And one of the nice things about this program is you do have to do clinicals. So when you're doing your clinicals, you get exposed to a lot of offices, and then you have a better chance of getting jobs because the dentists already see you and see you in your work.
Well, Ross, $4 billion into these retraining programs, would you say that's a good investment?
It's actually a pretty tiny investment, but if you think we've spent $4 billion and only trained 240,000 people, that isn't going very far. The money isn't going very far. That's just a problem. You know, it's expensive to be a nurse or to be a dental assistant. It's not cheap.
Well, how do we make it better?
Well, we could spend a lot more money at it, but the real solution is we need more jobs. You know, we should be spending money on job creation right now, and the focus on job training, it's a little bit of help, but it just can't be the solution to a problem as big as we have.
Sandy, would you have preferred not getting your certification as a dental assistant and just getting a job from the government helping on bridges or something?
No. I want a career that I can work at and not have the worry of being in this situation again.
Okay. Sandy Cole in Michigan, about to become an employed dental assistant after a year of being unemployed. Ross Eisenberry, Vice President of the Economic Policy Institute. Have you been through a job retraining program, and do you think it helped you get a job? We got the conversation started with you online. You can answer us on Facebook. You can also call in at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.